up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Is it even possible that it's time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour? Yes, it is possible! Because I looked at the calendar and it said, do a show, dummy. So here I am. Another hour of great old-time music for you. This week we have, I think, three Christmas songs in the lineup, because I keep adding in Christmas songs as time progresses here, because you got to, what the heck was that? Stop doing that, whatever that was. There must be a button I didn't push. Anyway, we got a couple of weeks after this week yet to ramp up the Christmas songs for Christmas week, so we'll get busy on that. I do have a 78 of the week. Where did I put it? Oh, it's over there. All right, we're good there. And, of course, all the usual fun. So we better get busy. Things must get done here. Let's start with the Richie Vadnell Orchestra. It is the La-Da-Dee-Dum Polka. And you have to say that right, because, I don't know, otherwise people think you're stupid. There, the Richie Vadnell Orchestra, getting us rolling on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I figured out last week's show I talked too much. I got in at least one record less than normal, maybe even two, depending on your standards. What did I talk about last week? Jeez, that's ridiculous. There's Marion Lush. It's the Over My Cradle Polka.
Płynie, Wiśla płynie po polskiej krainie, po polskiej krainie. Zobaczyła Kraków, pewnie go nie minie. Zobaczyła Kraków, pewnie go nie minie. I nad moją kolebką matka się schylała, matka się schylała. I po polsku patrzysz, mówić nauczała. I po polsku patrzysz, mówić nauczała. Thank you. traży wierzyć i skład apostolski, i skład apostolski. Jak pokaż miło, wać trzeba naród polski, jak pokaż miło, wać trzeba naród polski. Ej, płynie Wiśla, płynie po polskiej krainie, po polskiej krainie. A dopóki płynie, Polska nie zaginie, a dopóki płynie, Polska nie zaginie.
There you go, some Merry and Lush here on Tim's Hoopa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another round of records here on the show. Everything you hear on this show comes from a phonograph record, you know. That's part of the pitch here at the Hoopa Hour. So just so you know, when we hit a scratchy one once in a while, that is by design. We plan for that, you know. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum, shall we? I think we shall. You should visit them, at the very least, on their website at worldofaccordions.org. And, man, I bet you get some cool stuff for Christmas there. I know they have a gift shop, so, yeah, I don't know, check it out. But maybe, you know, you could buy somebody a gift certificate for admission or something. I have no idea if any of that is possible. But if you were to visit their website at worldofaccordions.org, you might be able to find out, or you could probably send them an email or a telephone call and find out about that. Because you can't argue with somebody that's got 1,400 accordions behind them, you know, because that... That is a force to be reckoned with. Check out the beautiful concert hall, too. And the accordion technology. It was accordion repair and... What is the word? The accordion technology and repair school, or whatever it is. They'll teach you how to fix the darn things. Check them out. Worldofaccordions.org is where they are on the interwebs. All right? All right. I have the Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band up next out of Del Mar, California. And I have the Helena Polka. Or do you say the Helena Polka? Which is right. I've heard it both ways. And ever since that happened, I can never decide which side I'm on. So, anyway, here's the record.
We'll be right back.
I should really be paying more attention. I was trying to figure out who's singing the next record we're going to put on here in a couple of minutes. That was Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band. Right there, by the way, doing the Helena Polka or the Helena Polka, whichever depends what side of the river you're on, I guess. I really don't know. But anyway, time for, I think, a Christmas song. Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatone standing by to do one for us. Why? Because it's Christmas.
Because it's Christmas, don't be sad, that's what they say. No broken hearts there shouldn't be, just happiness around your Christmas tree. Soon will come the season spirit, gifts and joys will soon be here. So be happy and gay this Christmas holiday, and life will be a blessing to you. That's what they say. Just go and take your one and only, and polka all your troubles away.
There you go, Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones, because it's Christmas here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Coming up in a little bit here on the show, have a Cousin Fuzzy Christmas record. So stand by for that. Our next record, kind of a silly song, actually. Peggy Stanley and Dick Byron, along with the Harmony Bells Orchestra. It's the Open the Door Polka.
Let me in.
Who's there? Who's there?
Let me in.
Go away.
It's me.
What do you want? Well, what do you want?
Open the door.
I will not.
You know what?
What do you mean? What do you want?
You don't know?
I'd like to know. Hey!
Open the door.
What do you want? What do you want?
Ha, 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 ha.
Now I know.
I don't know. It's kind of a wild one there. Peggy Stanley, Dick Byron, and the Harmony Bells Orchestra. That's the Open the Door Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show coming to you from northern Minnesota like we do every week. Kind of dreary today. It's cloudy and got a little snow last night, a couple of inches anyway, but it's all kind of getting melty. Put up more Christmas lights. So let's put Christmas lights across the front of the garage. Never done that before. 65 feet of Christmas lights. And, you know, when you get those little clips that go, you can just clip them onto your shingles. It'll be easy. They are lying, but we did it anyway. With my daughter's help, we managed to pull that off. So, yikes. I don't even remember what I updated you on last week that I need to follow up on this week. Everybody is well in my universe this week, so I am glad to report that. We got a Cousin Fuzzy Christmas record coming up in the show. Yeah, we have the 78 of the week coming up, too, pretty quick here. But first, let's do the check lights and the Happy Wanderer. All right, there you go. There, the Happy Wanderer. It's the check lights. Do they still teach everybody that in elementary school? I mean, my grandson's only 5, so I don't really know. And all my other grandkids are, like, really old now. I mean, like, they're voting and stuff. What is going on? Time marches on, no matter what you try to do about it, I guess. I'm going to work on getting this turntable here switched over for the 78 of the week. And while I'm doing that, you can listen to the Polka Town Hop with Ray Budzulik and the Polka Town Boys. We'll be right back. you go, all the Polka Town Boys on that one. Ray Budzelig and the Polka Town Boys and the Polka Town Hop here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, spinning the records like we do every week here. Glad to have you along for another round anyway. What was I going to tell you? Oh, I was going to tell you, if you'd like to make a request or dedication, have a question or a comment or, you know, just generally would like to send a message. It's very similar to Commissioner Gordon sending up the bat signal. You can use your telephone like a plain old normal regular person telephone, you know, like what's wired to the wall that you rent from the phone company. And you can leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. Of course, you could call that number from a cell phone, too, I guess, for all the difference it would make. You could also use that cell phone to send a text to that same number, 218-259-2985. Or you can shoot an email to oompahour@aol.com. That's all one word at the beginning, oompahour. And it's all small letters at AOL.com. Or you can look on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Should get you to the webpage, which, by the way, and I've been pretty good at remembering almost every week now for quite some time, is the playlist for the upcoming week's show is there, usually midweek the week before, like Wednesday or Thursday. This week, you might be able to check the Facebook page and see what songs are coming up the next week, because that's how organized I am. So anyway, check it out. The Oompa Hour, Tim's Oompa Hour on Facebook. All right. Now, I told you I was getting the machine ready for a 78, and I'm ready. And by rights, this record shouldn't even play. This record survived a fire. And about the first, about a fourth of the disc on the outside edge for about an inch in has some smoke and fire damage way at the edge. And you can barely hear it go shooshing by because 78s, it shooshes by pretty fast. But still, I found it completely acceptable to enjoy Tex Williams doing the Cocker Spaniel Polka.
The little dog is standing on his two hind legs. He gets another pretzel every time he begs. They taught him how to dance around the big beer kegs when the band plays the Cocker Spaniel Polka. It seems to me we feed him pretzels by the pound, and then we fill the little stein that's on the ground. A drink will make him chase his tiny tail around when the band plays the Cocker Spaniel Polka. The moment the musicians begin, he's yelping just to help the violin. He sings with so much vigor and vim that the happy stay up laters and all the singing waiters and the guy that peels potatoes named the polka after him. The polka keeps the cocker busy all night through, 'cause everybody wants to teach him something new. He's learning how to leap just like a kangaroo when the band plays the Cocker Spaniel Polka.
Woof, 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 yipe, yipe, yipe.
He's barking in a dozen different keys.
Woof, 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 yipe, yipe, yipe.
One more chorus for the Cocker Spaniel, if you please. Cocker busy all night through, 'cause everybody wants to teach him something new. He's learning how to leap just like a kangaroo when the band plays the Cocker Spaniel Polka. All right, little doggy, you can go lay down now. You've done your work for tonight.
While the band plays the Cocker Spaniel Polka.
All right, see what you got there? An entire song dedicated to a Cocker Spaniel eating pretzels. And it just happens, by fluke accident, with a little bit of help from me anyway, the next record is Lawrence Welkin to Champagne Music doing Hot Pretzels. Whether or not they're making these pretzels for the dog, I don't know. There you go. The champagne music of Lawrence Welk there. And hot pretzels. And you just know that was Myron Florin on the accordion. First of all, it sounded like him. And second of all, who else would be playing the accordion on a Lawrence Welk record? I mean, come on, people. All right, let's do... I still got a Cousin Fuzzy Christmas record coming up in the show here. Okay, something's wrong here. The wrong records are in the wrong sleeve. I know that happens every now and then, and it interrupts the flow of the show. But darn it, we run a tight ship around here, and the records have got to be in the right sleeves so that someday... Someday being the key word, they get refiled into the proper location. There's Ted Powers and his orchestra now. Now that I've got the sleeves all straightened out, it's the Twinkle Polka. All right, there you have it there. Ted Powers and the orchestra there doing the Twinkle Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, as you know, we like to get a waltz into every single stinking show. Let's do it, shall we? I got Whoopi John on the turntable here over on turntable number 2 all ready to go. This is kind of a classic, I think. It's a wonderful romantic number. I know a lot of you get choked up when you hear this one. Here's Whoopi and the boys. Don't drop those tears in my beer.
A couple who just had a fight. here's what he told her, I swear to the skies, as she wiped her pretty blue eyes. Don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. Don't make those dents in the foam. If you must cry in the beer, dear, why can't you cry in your own? I like the kiss of the malt in the hops, but the malt is too salty when mixed with teardrops. Though I'm the guy made you cry, dear, don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. Don't drop those tears in my beer. What I have here never could be called ill. It was, but it ain't since you started to wail. Though I'm the guy made you cry, dear, don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. Don't drop those tears in my beer.
There's a classic right there. Whoopi John of the band. Don't drop those tears in my beer here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Time for another Christmas record. I hope you're ready. Got Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, of course, here. And it's Santa Claus time. And I'm trying to remember last year if somebody had requested this or somebody had emailed me about if I had a copy or could play a copy or that it was hard to find. And I actually have this on both a 45 and on a 78. And I happen to be playing it on the 45 today because I think I put the 78 away last year. Maybe I didn't. Maybe it's up here somewhere in the studio. I'm not sure now. But Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, this is a well-worn 45, too. It's Santa Claus time. See, you can hear the music sneaking up behind me through the scratches in the record.
It's Santa Claus time. See his reindeer come to pull in Santa's sleigh. With a load of toys for the girls and boys for the merry Christmas day. It's Santa Claus time, cause it's Christmas Eve and hearts are light and gay. For old Santa's back with his great big pack for a merry Christmas day. If you've been good the way you should, how happy you will be. For Santa will leave lots of gifts beneath your Christmas tree. It's Santa Claus time, better close your eyes, for Santa's on his way. Now if you don't peep, then go fast asleep, soon it's Merry Christmas Day.
Fuzzy there and his cousins. And it's Santa Claus time here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I'm pretty sure that I've got a cleaner copy of that record somewhere. Because I don't remember it being that scratchy last year. Did I play the 78 or do I have another 45? Now I can't remember. Oh, man, the pressure is on. Hey, I did hear a good idea, though, speaking of Santa Claus. And don't have any kids listening now when I tell you this, all right? Because this is kind of secret Santa Claus helper information. But somebody had made this suggestion to me this week. And I thought that I would just share it in case you you thought it was a good idea. If you have kids, see, my kids are all grown up, but I have grandkids now. And my five-year-old grandson lives right nearby. He's right next door, as a matter of fact, so I see him all the time. And he's got a lot of toys. And he's got a lot of toys. That's probably because Grandma and Grandpa spoil him. And I think his mommy spoils him, too. I think everybody spoils him. But I buy him toys that I like to play with him. You know, it's weird. Anyway, somebody suggested, if you have a kid who's got plenty of toys, that you get a red bag, like a red Santa bag. And I don't know where you would get that. I bet if you go to, like, the Santa section of your local mart, they probably have a big red cloth Santa bag you could buy to go with a costume or something. I don't know, but get one. And then what you do, see, is you tell your kid, whether it's your kid or your grandkid or whoever, say, listen, Junior, I have an idea. If we were to sort out some of your toys and pick some, like say 15, I think was the example that was given to me, was to have them pick 15 toys out of all the toys they have that are not garbage, that are still, you know, viable toys that he doesn't play with anymore. You just say, now listen, we're going to pick out 15 toys out of all the stuff you have, and we're going to put them in this bag, like Santa's bag, and we're going to leave it here by your toys on Christmas Eve. And then when Santa comes, he'll leave your presents, but then he'll take this bag and take it back up to his workshop. And then the elves will get everything all fixed up and cleaned up. And then Santa will deliver those to different boys and girls next time around. So you get to help out other kids, have some cool toys, and at the same time, you can kind of clean up your stuff a little bit. So you're helping out Santa, and you're helping out the elves, and you're helping out other kids, and you're still getting toys. And I have a feeling, I'm going to try this. I have a feeling, though, that that will work. I think my grandson, I think Jake will dig it. I think he'll say, yeah, that's a good idea, Grandpa. And we'll spend some time sorting out some toys and probably throwing out some actual garbage and picking out some things that he could. And then, of course, you, assuming that you found, you know, viable toys, can donate them to, you know, a million different places. You can go to Goodwill or Salvation Army or even a daycare that needs toys if the stuff's in good shape or whatever. Or if it's just all yucky, you can just throw it out and give yourself a point for getting that much crap out of the house. Just an idea. Here's Lil Wally. You know, it's an old record because he's with the Lucky Harmony Boys, because I got another Lil Wally record sitting right here, and it's just the regular Harmony Boys. And they got to feel like they've been knocked down a peg if compared to the Lucky Harmony Boys, don't they? Here's the Julieta Polka.
Julieta, Moya Julieta, Moya Julieta, she's the one for me. Hey! The talking, she is my honey, she's got the money. Moya Julieta, Moya Julieta, Moya Julieta, she's the one for me. Moya Julieta, Moya Julieta, she's the one for me.
go. Little Wally there with the Lucky Harmony Boys and the July to Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Believe it or not, this happens every week right here in the same spot, wherever you might be listening. I would say spot on the dial. You might not be listening where there's a dial. You might be listening on an iPad or a phone or a smart speaker. That's just what I need, is speakers that are smarter than I am. You might be listening on a plain old regular radio station, too. Those are all possibilities in this world of high-tech stuff that was all designed and built and implemented for the sole purpose of bringing the Oompa Hour to all the corners of the world. sometimes I'm a little crazy. Have you noticed that? There's Happy Louie and his band and the Rosemary Polka. There you have it there, Happy Louie and his polka band on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I was going to tell you something important. Now I don't remember what it was, so I guess I'm off the hook for now, huh? I'm going to slip in another Christmas song coming up here in a minute. And, I think we got time for a couple more songs. So hang on, let me do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, let's see what we got going on here. I think we'll get a couple more here, maybe even three more, huh? I don't know. It depends how long this next one is, because it doesn't say on the record. I have Lil Richard and his Polka All-Stars with another Christmas number for us. That is called No Toys for Christmas. Yikes.
Every year at Christmas time, Santa receives mail, and he must deliver gifts through wind or sleet or hail. All the boys and girls want toys, but this year five did none. Instead of getting toys for Christmas, this is what they got. Little Eddie got a clarinet for Christmas. He practiced hard from day to day. After spending many hours with his present, now many people gather round to hear him play. Also one who's very lucky. He got a horn that he'd play loud. And now every time he plays his Christmas trumpet, very soon there'll surely be a happy crowd. And Joe received the same in Christmas presents. They got a box of Christmas cheer, playing songs together with their new accordions. The songs that they can play are really great to hear. Into rhythm, he got his drums, they're really neat. Now the music that is played is right in tempo, Christmas music with the perfect Christmas beat.
There you go. There's no toys for Christmas. Lil Richard and his Polka All-Stars. It's because they all got instruments at the start of the band. And that sounds like a lot more fun to me anyway. You know what I mean? Hey, let's do Eddie LaPagna and the Polka Masters and the Melanie Polka.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Eddie LaPagna and the Polka Masters here on Tim Zumpa Hour. I'm going to try to squeak in one more record here, even though I really don't know if I have time for it, but I feel like I gypped you last week. I don't know. Here's Johnny Pecan and the orchestra. Go, Johnny Pecan and the orchestra there, and Johnny, play Hootenanny. Even though, and I'm not kidding, on the record it says it's Hottenanny, Hottenanny, Hottenanny. That's obviously wrong. It also says that song is an instrumental, which had an awful lot of singing in it, if you ask me. I don't know what's wrong with these record company people.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. The station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week with even more Christmas polkas. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.